morning. We're continuing Chayodim, Klal Mem, and we're starting Simon Hay. So in the next four Simonim, Hay, Vav, Zayin, Ches, Chayodim is going to deal with the issues of Chatzitza on the hands. So let's give a little bit of an introduction. Mishapura gives introduction to the union of Chatzitza on the hands in the beginning of Simon Kuf Samach Aleph. Arachayim Kuf Samach Aleph is the Simon of Chatzitza. Now the Lach of Chatzitza is actually taken from the halachos of chatzitza by tefilas nida. That more learns out that's a din deraisa, that there's a din of chatzitza and tefila. It's relevant to tefila of a person. It's relevant to tefila of kelim. And Chazal, when they were misaken the din of the tefilas yadayim, they also took the concept of chatzitza as well. Okay, midaraisa to be considered a chatzitza by the case of tevilas kalim or tevila by a person, it has to meet at least two criteria. Number one is it has to cover rove of the area that we're talking about. It's a rove of the body of the person, rove of the kli, and it has to be something which people are makbid that they don't want it there. Now we're going to see later on that there's machlokes how we define hakpada depending on the person or for people in general, and we're actually macher in both directions. So if I don't mind, but most people do, it's a problem. If most people don't mind, but I do mind that it's there, it's also a problem. Okay. So that's midaraisa. Midarabbanan and Chazal came along when they said that if it's something you're machmed on, even if it's less than roiv, it covers it less than the majority of the area which you have to be toivel, it's still a problem mirabana. So it's makbid miyuta makbid, or roiv shena makbid. If it covers roiv of the area, even if you're not makbid, it's a chatzitza. If it's a miyut and a ena makbid, Chazal did not aser it. And there's a Rama that says even so, the meaning is not to do any tefila or natila, the chatzitza with any type of chatzitza involved. Okay, now, there is certain things Chazal said that they are not only are they not makbid, but they actually are there for the benefit of the kli or the person, etc. And that's better than the union of in a makbid, that you want it there actively to be there. It becomes batel and tofel to the guf, it's not a problem. So something which is made lanoi is not considered a chatzitza, even if it be on rib of the body. If it's something which would be difficult to remove, which means it's there, let's say a scab on a wound, which is there to protect the wound, so you want it there, and this would be relevant discussing the issues of bandages, etc. So if you want it there, so that's more than just, you're not makbid, you actively want it there, so that should not be considered a chatzitza. If you have a subset of group of people which are not makbid, people who work as painters, everybody knows that they're painters, they walk around with paint on their hands, they're not makbid on it. So that's considered, it's not considered a hakpada. Now, they did come along and say, what about something which is there, sometimes you want it there, sometimes you don't want it there, and many times you don't want it there, and you're actually happy that it's there, but there are times you're makbid to remove it. So this is an interesting question. There is a rabbi, but says that since it's sometimes your makbid, it gets a din of a makbid. And this is where the question of removing rings, when a person washes their hands. So if the woman would remove the ring before she does things which are dirty, she needs chal, she doesn't want to get any of the chal into her ring or something of that sort. So there are times where she's makbid to remove it, so then she should not wash with her rings on. Okay. Now there's another issue which we're going to have to look at besides the definitions of hakpada, etc., is when you're dealing with tefila, the water is never a question. The question is just the tefila of the person, etc. Over here we're looking at the status of the water as well. Water which goes onto the hand, Chazal said it becomes tame, and Chazal said you pour a second time the water becomes tor. That halacha is only the water becomes tor once it's the second time, when it's done through a kosher natila process. But if the water moves onto the, let's say, the bandage where there's no din of natil over there, so that water would remain tame. If subsequently that water would go back onto the person's hand, that water would make the hand tame. So we have to be concerned about this issue of the status of the water as well, which is different than the case of tevila in a mikvah. And the solution for that is to wash with a revius, which he said, in general, if you wash with a revius, the water does not become tame. So you're not worried about this issue of the water becoming tame and then eventually going back onto his hands and affecting his hands. So those are some of the introductions. One more point. To be considered a chatzitza, it has to have some substance to it, something which is so thin and so insignificant that it just seems even like it's not there. It's just like absorbed into the skin slightly, like a discoloration in the skin. It's not a problem of a chatzitza, as the Chayyarim will point out. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we will go through some of the halachos, the maisa, starting with the tomorrow's shir. Have a good day.